All right, joining us on KNBR 680, what a pleasure to see him in spring training at the ballpark. USA Today, Bob Nightingale. Welcome to Arizona.
Thanks, Murray. Pleasure being here.
Yeah, you spent some time in Florida. And for me, it's interesting because there's a lot of clubs in Florida that we don't really hear a lot about. You went to the camps. I'd love to get some of your insight. Let's start with the Phillies. The age of the Phillies. What's going on?
You know, they're so tired of that stuff. They think they just had a bad year, and they don't think they're done at all. They still got the great, you know, threesome pitchers, you know, Holliday and Lee, and Hamels, of course, and still a powerful lineup. You know, and they got a couple of holes. We'll see if Michael Young can play third base. But I think they're going to surprise a lot of people. I think they have a chance to win that division and upset the Nationals and Braves.
Wow. Well, all right. Bob Nightingale with us from USA Today. You know, you look at the Phillies and, you know, Ryan Howard, will he come back and have that big year? I hear good things about Utley. Jimmy Rollins, of course, playing with the USA team. Then the outfield gets a little funny with the trade they made for Ben Revere. Dominic Brown, is he ever going to make it? Other than the old guys, the young guys may not be ready.
You're right, and they're hoping like Darren Ruff would be ready in left field. He hasn't panned out. We'll see about Dominic Brown, and they're counting, you know, big on Delmon Young. He hasn't played the right field since like 2007. So, yeah, and you got the young kid, Ben Revere from the Twins. He'll chase down everything. So the outfield's a big question. But, yeah, they got a chip on their shoulder, and they really want to prove people wrong.
All right. No, good insight from Bob Nightingale. All right, let's move up to Jupiter. Let's go to the Cardinals. With what's going on with the Cardinals, I see Furcal is going to have Tommy John surgery. But you never underestimate the Cardinals. If you look at a franchise, over the 100 years, you look at the Cardinal franchise, they never really had a downtime, and it looks like they're back again.
Yeah, they're starting to become a little bit like a richer version of the Tampa Bay Rays, where yet they produce so many young players. You know, Rosenthal, Shelby Miller, and, you know, Cosma now will start at shortstop with Furcal out. And they're doing an outstanding job developing. And they still have their big stars, obviously, you know, Wainwright and Holliday. But the I don't think they're going to go away. I mean, the Reds are clearly the team to beat in the division. But I think that, you know, the Cardinals will be a factor.
Yeah, you know, they can hit. You know that Alan Craig can hit, and we've seen it in the playoffs, and Yadier Molina, probably the best defensive catcher around. Pitching, though, for them, Wainwright's got to come back big. Carpenter's out for the year. Jaime Garcia, of course, didn't pitch in the playoffs. He's got to come back as well. But, boy, I love that bullpen. They start bringing in those guys that throw 100. If they get them in there at the right time, they're tough to beat.
Yeah, outstanding bullpen. They all throw hard. You know, but the bullpen might be a little weaker now if Rosenthal's in that rotation and, you know, Shelby Miller and everything else. They need Wainwright to be the Wainwright of old. They need him to be the ace now, you know, with the Carpenter out. So they need him to win 18, 20 games.
Yeah, and David Freese as well. He's got to have a big year. Tell us about Shelby Miller. That's one of those names people may not know. A highly touted prospect.
Yeah, same thing. You know, throws 95, 98 miles an hour, just a power arm, a lot like Rosenthal. And now here's his chance to start. And, you know, he should be in the rotation with Carpenter out. And there's no reason in the world why he can't be a big-time winner. And, yeah, you can't sleep on the Cardinals. They'll be fine.
All right. Let's move to Atlanta and the Atlanta Braves. And, of course, always tough on the Giants. They're always a difficult team to deal with. But you talk to some of the scouts. A lot of strikeouts on this team, and you go around that infield with Dan Uggla, the outfield, the strikeouts of the Upton brothers and Hayward. This is in Freeman as well. This is a ball club, to me, that has a tremendous amount of potential. Pitchers who are coming back from injuries who are very effective and still a good bullpen. Atlanta Braves.
Yeah, they're young. That's what's going to hurt them, and they don't have that leader in that clubhouse with Prado gone now to Arizona. You know, Chipper Jones is gone. They need the outfield to be stars, and they really need the Upton brothers to live up to the original promise. I think Justin Upton will have a huge year, and I think if Justin has a big year, he'll push his brother BJ to have a big year as well. So I think they're going to go as far as the Uptons will carry him.
Okay. Yeah, I find them an interesting team because of that, because of the Upton brothers, and you're right, maybe BJ can feed off of Justin Upton. I will say this, when Arizona traded Justin Upton, it was one of those, don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little bit of a stunning trade because, you know, people thought they should have got a lot more back. But they got Prado. You know, Prado's a versatile guy and can help them. Tremendous leader. And we'll see if it hurts him. Right now, it looks like it may hurt him because Cody Ross may not be ready for opening day. And so you're going to miss that kind of power and production in that lineup.
The Nationals, maybe the best team in the East. A lot of people think if the Nationals would have beaten the Cardinals and would have gotten that last game down with Gio Gonzalez and Drew Storer, and they may have won the National League pennant. How do you see the Washington Nationals this year?
You know, probably on paper, oddsmakers are probably favored to win the pennant. You know, that they get the best young talent. That being said, they got expectations for the first time in about 80 years for that franchise. And they have to win. And they're saying World Series are bust. You know, and last year they said, well, we don't make the World Series. We'll be back next year. You know, now you got Strasburg unleashed. But a whole lot of pressure. And, you know, teams want to knock them off. It's going to look pretty bad if they don't make the playoffs after shutting down Strasburg last year.
Yeah, boy, interesting. Yeah, I agree with you. That was one of those decisions that will live on in baseball lore, shutting down Steven Strasburg. Let's flip over to the American League a little bit. The Yankees, they have an injury a day. They've lost about 150 home runs. They're an old ball club. Is there anything good about the Yankees?
Well, they know how to win. They got the experience. But, yeah, you know, it's a bad sign when their general manager is talking about their team yesterday. He's in a wheelchair with a broken leg and a fractured ankle. And they need these guys like CeCe Sabathia and Pettit to step up and lead that team. But they have to have everything go right. And right now everything's going wrong. I don't like that team. I can see them finishing last or next to last very easily.
Oh boy, shades of 1988 or 89 again back in those days. That's a long time ago. Mariano Rivera, do you think he'll come back full force?
You know, I do. At least it was an arm injury. It was a leg injury. I know he's 43. But I think there's no reason why he won't be back. But I think of all the guys coming back, he's one guy you can rely on the most. I don't know about Jeter. I mean, I don't think he'll be ready for opening day. I think he's going to have to DH a lot, and he's not going to have the same range. I think he may have a big-time problem there.
Mm. Boy, it's a pleasure to have Bob Nightingale, USA Today, on. Believe me, the Grapefruit League stuff is good. You know, we're out here in the Cactus League. We don't always catch up with everything. The Toronto Blue Jays, you know, we talk about the Nationals having pressure on them. How about the bullseye on the Toronto Blue Jays and all the trades they made? What do you see when you go to Dunedin?
You know, it's a fun clubhouse, a lot of energy. You know, new guys are trying to learn everybody. And, expectations are the highest it's been there since, you know, 92, 93 when they won the World Series. And their, you know, manager is their old manager, John Gibbons. He goes, I'm going to try not to screw it up this time. I don't want to screw it up twice. But a tremendous amount of talent. I mean, there's no reason in the world they shouldn't win that division, especially with the pitching they have. And I think Ricky Romero will bounce back. You know, Ricky Romero went from an ace to a number four or five starter. That's how deep that rotation is now.
Yeah, you got Jose Reyes, you got Burley, you got Josh Johnson. I mean, just the Marlin trade itself, a shocking trade, and all that's come out about Jeffrey Lurie and promising guys that, you know, they won't get traded. But those three, to me, are the key to the whole deal.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you need Reyes to stay healthy. Now he's on turf, so we'll see that. You know, the turf part may hurt him. But I agree. I mean, he makes that whole offense go. You know, Bautista's back. There's no reason, you know, he shouldn't be good. And we'll see about Melky Cabrera. I mean, we all saw what he did last year. But what's the real Melky Cabrera? Is it the one that performed so well last 2 years? Or is it the guy that struggled so badly before that? So a lot of pressure on him. You know, is he, you know, PED enhanced these last 2 years? Was that made him great? Or will he be great anyway?
Well, that's a good question. What do you think?
You know, Ryan Braun handled it perfectly last year. He, you know, said, okay, I'm going to show you what I can do. You know, probably nobody got tested more than he did, and he had the best season of his career. I think Melky, you know, there's no way he's going to do what he did last year. It's impossible. I think he'll be okay. He'll probably play like a $6, $7 million player, but not a superstar. I just can't see him doing nearly what he did for the Giants.
That's going to be a good story. One last one for you. The Red Sox, always interesting, and now John Farrell is over there managing. Bobby Valentine is gone. I understand why they brought Valentine in last year on the heels of Francona, who looked like he had lost a little bit of the clubhouse and the discipline of the clubhouse, but Valentine just blew it up. Now the Red Sox have made moves and trades and pitching and young players. Are they any good?
They're okay. I think if everything goes right, they can win, you know, 81, 82, maybe 83 games. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Yankees and Red Sox finish last and next to last. That'd be the first time since 66 that happened when they had a 10 team league. But, you know, when you talk to those players in that clubhouse, they say, you know, it was misconstrued. It wasn't like a bad clubhouse. They got along great with each other. It's just that they hated Valentine. It was just a mess from almost from day one, a distrust in the coaching staff and everything else. That's what made that clubhouse just a complete mess. And now, you know, they love Farrell. Farrell was there before as a pitching coach. And I think, you know, it could be me or you managing that team, Marty. They would appreciate it.
All right. We got nothing else to do. We'll go over there. Before I let you go, the Orioles, maybe the surprise team. And, you know, we'll see the A's down here and also in the American League. But Buck Showalter did a hell of a job. He worked that bullpen to death all year long, and they held up. They really did. I'm sure you got over to see the Orioles and Buck Showalter.
Yeah, they're having a fabulous camp again, and they're trying to prove critics wrong. Everybody's calling them a fluke, you know, a little bit like the A's. The thing that goes against the Orioles is that they were 29-9 last year in one-run games. You know, they won 16 straight extra inning games. Mathematically, what's the odds of that happening again? We saw what happened to the Diamondbacks, and they did that in 2011. Then reality set in. So a lot of people think reality will set in these guys, that they might be, you know, no more than 500 team.
Well, it's kind of like the A's with all the walk-off wins. You know, it's just tough to do that again.
It really is. And the one thing going for them is at least the division's down. I mean, you're talking about you might be able to win that division with less than 90 wins, where in American League West, particularly Houston there, it might take 100 wins to win the division.
Hey, but Joe Maddon keeps cranking them out in Tampa Bay.
He does. I mean, you know, defies the odds year after year. You know, we'll see this time. They lost James Shields. You know, their workhorse, they lost B.J. Upton. So I think this would be stunning if they made the playoffs after these two defections.
All right. A pleasure, fans, to have Bob Nightingale with us. One of the best, in the business, USA Today. Bobby, nice to see you.
My pleasure. Thanks, Marty.
All right. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.